Ron Van Dam, living proof that there is life after 40 for retired male strippers. Shake that thing, big dog, you still got it. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
The following programming is EI, educational and informative.
No, I don't think so.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. It's Allergy Palooza. How you doing? You know, I didn't understand what the new normal means. Now I do. The new normal means everybody has allergies. That's the new normal. I think allergies were created in a lab in China and got distributed across the entire world. Now everybody has allergies. That's your pandemic right there. I think it was last week I was watching the weather in the Boston area. I live in the Boston area. I live in the entire Boston area. I have a house in every single town. And I was watching the news, and they said yesterday it was cloudy, but that was a cloud of pollen. And I thought, that's science fiction. That's a science fiction movie. You look over the horizon, there's this giant cloud coming. Is it locusts? No, it's pollen. It's pollen in a cloud. It's a cloud of pollen. The cloud. It's the cloud. You know, sometimes I save things from my computer in the cloud. Now the cloud's full of pollen. What happened to all my stuff that I saved in the cloud? A cloud of pollen? Are you kidding me? What? That's new. I don't recall that. I don't recall clouds of pollen coming at you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Omicron. The hell's going on here? I'm laughing and I don't know why. Welcome to the program. How are you? I know you're suffering from allergies. We all are. I have a bird feeder outside of my dining room window. Why do I have a bird feeder outside my dining room window? I like to watch birds. Also, I like bird crap all over the side of my house. I seem to like that too. Anyway, so I'm watching the birds, and this is a bird landed on the bird feeder, as birds tend to do, and I saw the bird cock its head back and go, achoo! The bird had allergies. Oh, my God. That's carrying nature a little too far. Yeah, that's the pandemic. Stay 6 feet away from me. I want to catch your allergies. Can you catch allergies by someone sneezing particles at your face? I don't know. I don't want particles sneezed at my face no matter what. I don't care if you got a pandemic or a disease or not. Don't sneeze in my face. Don't spit when you talk. 6 feet away from me, everybody. I'll hug you, but when I'm doing it, I'm shielding my face. I'm putting a mask on. I'm sorry. No, I know. I'm sorry. I'm just sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Allergies, man. They're out to get me. It's getting worse every year, just like everything else. It's getting hotter every year. It's the hottest year on record. There are more storms on record than ever before. The storms are stronger than they ever have been in the history of storms. There's more allergies than there ever have been before. We're breaking records all over the place. I don't understand what's going on. Did the Guinness Book of World Records all of a sudden take over the world? Every day has got to be like a record breaker. You know, it sounds like all I do is sit here and complain, but I don't. Sometimes I actually get up and go to the bathroom. So, you know, don't throw that at me. I'm actually a very caring, loving, positive person. I just play the negative, grumpy guy on the radio. It's a thing, you know, it's a thing. Otherwise, you wouldn't listen. If I brought somebody in here and talked about FICA plants and how to water them and how to care for them, and if you don't plant them properly, the damn things are going to die in 2 weeks, would you listen to a show like that? No. No. You don't want to hear someone talk about plants. Nothing's more boring than a plant. You plant them, it's over. Well, Ron, that's not true. They grow. Oh, come on, too slowly. It's like watching paint dry. What, are you kidding me? I've never seen anybody pull up a chair in front of a plant with a cocktail and just watch the plant. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. Perhaps it does happen, but it's wrong. So I don't do things like that, you know. I complain because you complain too. Now, I don't want to hear your complaints because your complaints are kind of like, all right, fine, whatever. My complaints are somewhat entertaining because I think we're all in the same boat. I've said that 1,000 times. Only problem is the boat's a Titanic and we're going down. Now, I really do have a positive attitude. If someone is in trouble, I say things will get better. That's my contribution. Excuse me while I take a sip of water. You know, if I never said I was going to take a sip of water, I don't think you would have ever known. Anyway. I was getting into a conversation a few days ago with some friends. Now, I use that term loosely because I would never drive them to the airport nor help them paint their house. So I guess they're not really friends. If that's the definition of a friend, I have none. These weren't even Facebook friends. These were actual people that I knew. So how about that, huh? Yeah, I have a lot of Facebook friends. I have thousands of Facebook friends. They live in other countries, and I don't know who they are. Half of them are models from Nigeria. So I'm not too sure if they're really friends or not. Well, I have a lot of Nigerian friends. Oh, I really do. Yes. They constantly want to be my friend. They love me. They love me. That's the most pathetic thing in the world, by the way. If you say you have a lot of friends on Facebook, that doesn't mean much to me. May mean something to other people. Maybe it means something to you. To me, I'm not impressed. We could all have a lot of friends. Just start inviting people. They don't care. They don't have to come over to your house. I wanted to invite you to be a friend. Oh, do you want me to come over? Oh, God, no. I don't even want you to know where I live. But I want to be your close friend. What's my name? I don't know. What do you do? I have no idea. Some people don't put the information on their Facebook page about who they are, where they live, if they're married, if they're single, how old they are, what their birthday is, if they're human beings, if they're robots. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. Oh, you don't know. You think you don't know. Do I have to do a background search on everybody I encounter in my life? I should. Have you ever realized that half the people you know, if you knew what they were about before you knew them, you wouldn't have been their friends to begin with? Hey, raise your hand. Look at all the people raising their hands. No, you know, that's nasty. Anyway, so I'm talking to some friends. And actually, I'm sitting at a bar talking to friends. That's where I kind of meet people, in bars. And it's not that I drink a lot. It's just that I think I like those little stools. I don't know. I think I like sitting on a stool. Anyway, yeah, actually, I said to the bartender once, I said, can I disconnect the stool from your barroom floor and borrow it for a few days? And he said, why would you do that? I said, my doctor wants a stool sample. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week. Anyway, so I'm sitting there and I'm talking to them. And every once in a while, I'll bring something up. Here's what happened. I have my house cleaned at long intervals by people I don't know. They don't speak English, and that's fine with me because, I mean, I'm not going to get into a conversation with them. And they do a wonderful job. I don't do it frequently because I don't have that much money. I can't vacuum. It's not that I don't know how. It's that I really don't want to. Here's the deal, and then I'll get back to my story about the cleaning experience and the people in the bar. When I was young, my father made me mow the lawn as soon as I was a fetus. The only reason he had children were to do the chores, and my mother too. She was involved. But my father had me mowing the lawn like at 5 years old. And when I was very young, and he was cheap, so we had a push mower. And I don't know if you know what that is, but it wasn't electric, didn't run on gas, nothing like that. You pushed it, and when you pushed it, the wheels moved, and that made the blades move. And that was how I mowed the lawn. Quite inefficient, very labor-intensive. It took like 7 years to mow the lawn once. So anyway, so I would do that every single Saturday, and I did it all through my childhood. And then after that, I got a house rather quickly after I moved out of my parents' home. And it was an assumable mortgage. You know what that is? There's a mortgage, and I assume I should be paying it. That's what an assumable mortgage is. So I had a house, and I mowed the lawn every single week, more proudly than I did before, but I still mowed. I did that for decades and decades. And finally, at one point in my life, I said to myself, look, I can't afford to have my lawn mowed by somebody else, but I'm paying somebody in my neighborhood to do it. And I did. There came a point, it's like shoveling. I ain't shoveling anymore. I'll shovel the walkway, but I ain't shoveling the driveway. So I come to that point in my life where I don't care how, I'm not doing this shit anymore. I've been doing it all my life. Enough. So anyway, I don't clean my house. So these people come in with a lot of equipment and they clean my house very, very quickly. And I tipped them because I don't believe they make a lot of money, certainly not for me. So I tipped them because they're doing something that I should be doing, but I really don't want to. And I know they're not making much money. The owner of the cleaning company is, but they're not making much money. I have a feeling. So I tipped them. So I'm sitting in the bar, and I told them this was the cleaning day, and my house is clean. I don't know why I told them. And they said, you tip your cleaning people, your house cleaners? I said, yes. Of course I do. Why, you don't? And one of these guys, he happens to be a lawyer, one of these guys says, no, I don't. I have them come in every week. and I don't tip them. And I said, well, you're a lawyer. You must be an asshole. Yes, I tip. And then we got into a conversation with the bartender who came over. And I found out, you know, I thought I knew everything. I really did. I thought I knew everything. But then I realized I probably don't. Because I tip a lot. I tip a lot. I know that when you tip somebody, not only does it financially help them out, because their base salary is like nothing, especially if you work in a restaurant or something. Their base salary is like minimum wage. If that. Not even. So I tip. And if someone gives me really good service, and is pleasant, does a great job, I tip heavy. I tip heavy. It's just the way I am. Because I've been there. And tips are important, especially when you have to pay the bills and have an assumable mortgage. Like I have an assumable electric bill, an assumable gas bill, an assumable cable bill. So I assume I have those bills. I don't know. So I tip heavy. And then I come to find out that when I'm tipping in a restaurant, I'm not tipping the person. I'm tipping all of them. The money is, the tips are pooled together, and they split them up at the end of the shift. Well, I didn't know that. I've heard about that, but as I don't work in a restaurant right now, I was not aware that that was the common way of doing it. I could be wrong. That's what I was told. Because my belief is when you tip somebody, you're tipping that individual server or that individual worker that put their hands on the product was pleasant from them to me. You see that schmuck in the back? Why am I tipping him in a pool? I'm tipping an individual. No, 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 Ron, you're not. That person that you're tipping doesn't get all that money. Why not? Because they don't. It goes into the tip pool. The pool of tips. I've been swindled. Why am I giving tips to that schmuck I never met who didn't even serve me? Now I'm getting upset. You're upsetting me. Now I'm in a conundrum. I don't tip anymore because I'm not going to tip somebody that didn't even serve me. If you're a lousy wait person in a restaurant, a lousy server, you shouldn't be tipped. You do your job really well, satisfy me, I will reward you financially. I'm sad that my tips are going into a pool. I don't like that. So here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. I don't know. I don't know what to do. Now every time I actually go up to the server, to the person, and say, if I tip you, do you keep the money? If they say no, I don't, then I tip just kind of like normally, like 15%. But if they say, yes, I do keep the tips, there's no pool going on here, then I tip heavily based on the actual performance of the server. But I ask this question now all the time. I didn't used to do that. So I'm confused by the tipping. Around the holidays, I want to tip my postal delivery person. I don't even know what the phrase is anymore. Used to be mailman. No, because most of them now are male females. But there's no male woman, is there? Can you say that? Is that right? I don't even know what's right anymore. I don't want to be wrong. I don't want to be right if I can't be wrong. Is that how that phrase? I don't want to be wrong if I can't be right. So I don't know what the phrase is. But I want to tip her. But I went online, that computer thing that you all have, I went on one of those things. And I Googled tipping a postal employee. First of all, do you know you're not supposed to have sex with them when they deliver the mail? I did not know that. Anyway, kidding. So I went online and said, no, you can't really give them gifts. You can't give them money, that's for sure. No money. You cannot give a post employee money. Why? Is it a bribe? I mean, what's... Hey, if I give you $10, will you deliver my mail properly? You can't do that. You can't give them money. No money can change hands. No checks, no Bitcoin. And lingerie is not appropriate, apparently, I found out when my face got slapped. So I guess that doesn't work either. You can give them candy or something like that. But it has to be nominal. Because I don't want to get them in trouble. I mean, listen, I'm trying to be nice. I don't want to get them in trouble as a result. You can't tip post. And by the way, if you're ever stopped for speeding by a traffic cop, a police officer, a safety officer, again, I don't even know what to call them. If you're ever stopped and they ask to see your license when you go into your wallet or pocketbook to take your license out, don't give them a $20 bill with that. Apparently, that is not persuasive anymore. As a matter of fact, it could get you into trouble. They might even arrest you for being super nice and offering the money. I don't know. I don't know what kind of world this is anymore. I don't think you could ever do that, but I'm not sure. Anyway, there you have it. I know. I don't know. Do you give your kid a gift for the kid to give his or her teacher? Do you tip the teacher? And if you do, what's appropriate? $50? I don't know. In the neighborhood in which I live, one of the high school kids graduated from high school as if this was an incredible accomplishment. Let me tell you something. Most kids graduate from high school unless they voluntarily drop out, okay? Graduating from high school, it's a big moment in one's life. Not for people in other families, it's not. Who cares? You're supposed to graduate from high school. Give me a break. It's like birthday parties. Should we get them a gift? For what? They got older. What is that, an accomplishment? Congratulations, you lived another year? You're only 23. Why are we having a party? You can have a little party. You can go out and have a good time. Why am I here? What am I celebrating? The fact that you're a year older? What, are you kidding me? This is a celebration? We can all do that quite easily. Most of us. Anyway. Yeah, so there was a the kid graduated from high school. I didn't even know his name. And they invited me to a party at the house for the high school graduation. It's in the neighborhood. I feel that I should go. It's one of those things on the list of something you should do, even though there's no way you want to. They're nice people. Okay, fine. That's an accomplishment as well, I suppose. The question was, how much do I give the kid? Am I tipping the kid? Hey, you know, you're a good kid. Here's a little tip. What am I doing? What am I doing? How much do I give the kid who I don't even know? I'm being penalized because I live in the neighborhood where a kid graduated high school. I'm being penalized financially. Lord. These traditional things that we do are really bizarre. Traditions, man, we got to stop some of these things. We do things just because they're traditions, just because we do them every year. I'm sick and tired of New Year's Eve. I really am. It's on the coldest day of the year, usually. Whatever you do, wherever you go, you have to wear like a gigantic coat, like you're walking around like a Sasquatch, like a Bigfoot. And what am I celebrating? The end of the year and the beginning of another one. And why is it that we're always happy to see the previous year go? You know what that means? Every single year that you live must suck because you're always celebrating the new one coming in because the old one wasn't great. Put two and two together, this is absurd. Why are you celebrating the new year? If you go by history, that's going to suck too. So why are we making a big thing out of this? Oh, man. And then we wear the silly glasses. We blow those silly little horns. We make a lot of noise at midnight. We go crazy. We pop champagne. I don't know why. It's just, as I'm doing it, I don't understand what I'm doing. What am I doing? New Year's Eve? It's a holiday? Give me a break. Yeah, it's a holiday. Everything's closed. There's no school. Businesses are closed. Post office. Everything's closed. It's New Year's Day. Stores are open. That's about it, because we've got to make money somehow. But it's a federal holiday. For what? Why are we shutting down because the calendar changed? What are we doing? Well, it's tradition. Who started that? A drunk? I need another excuse to get drunk. All right, how about January 1st? Then, you know, night of December 31st, you want to do that? Yeah, it's a good excuse. What the hell? And they do it across the world, too. Yeah, it's not specific to a particular country. Everybody does it. It's like allergies. You know, the world can come together in peace, love, and harmony in a very simple manner. Very simple manner. All we have to do is connect, because we all have allergies. You have allergies. I have allergies. We're all the same. Doesn't matter what the color of your skin is. Doesn't really matter at all. The fact is, we all have allergies. Young people, middle-aged people, older people, black, white, whatever colors people come in. That's it. I don't think there are any green people. I'm not sure about that. Purple? I'm not sure. I haven't seen them. Whatever. We all have allergies. That's what can connect us and make us part of the world, part of humanity. Take my hand. Come with me. We are all the same. You and me. We may be different in many ways by our past and our upbringing and our genealogy, the genes that we wear. But we have one linking thing in common that brings us all together, and that's allergies. I'm miserable today. I have allergies. How about you? Me too. Now we've bonded. We have something in common. I don't know your name. I don't know who you are. But I do know we share this affliction together. You have allergies. I have allergies. All God's children have allergies. Even the Pope, every once in a while, will sneeze, and his hat will move just a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, I am done for today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new program. Actually, I won't be back tomorrow with a brand new program. I'll be back on Monday with a brand new program. I don't do weekends. I don't do windows, and I don't do weekends, and I don't help people move, and I don't help them paint their walls. What kind of friend am I? Not a great one if those are your requirements. Have yourself a wonderful, wonderful day. It's only as good as what you make of it. And until that time arrives when we once again commiserate with our allergic reactions, I wish you peace.